Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A northwestern Wisconsin couple says they answered a knock at the front door to find a neighbor with a skinny, dirt-covered girl with matted hair standing there. The neighbor shouted, "This is Jamie Kloss. Call 911. Kristen and Peter Kaczynskis say the 13-year-old who had been missing for nearly 3 months was quiet. She had been found in a small wooded area about 6 miles east of the town of Gordon. The teen had been missing since October 15th, the day the murdered bodies of her parents were discovered. A suspect was arrested shortly after authorities were called. He's been identified as 21-year-old Jake Patterson of Gordon, Wisconsin. Rhinelander officials will be hosting a public information meeting Tuesday regarding the closing of most of the operations at Doctors Foster and Smith facility in Rhinelander. City Administrator Daniel Gill says the city has contacted the state's political leaders and support agencies to convene a meeting Tuesday at 1 p.m. at City Hall to see what can be done for the displaced workers. One of the lead agencies is the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board. Gill says the state designated responder to major worker dislocations. That board is working with the city officials to convene a community response team meeting to discuss worker and community issues regarding the Petco closing announcement. The board's dislocated worker rapid response program staff is in contact with company officials and is confirming details and coordinating next steps for impacted workers. Guild says Mayor Chris Fredrickson and the Common Council are monitoring the developments. He says any comments or questions can be directed to him at City Hall, the mayor at 715-365-8600, or email the mayor at rhinelandercityhall.org. It was a good season for Salvation Army bell ringers this most recent holiday. The Rhinelander Area Salvation Army exceeded its $40,000 goal. Kettle coordinator Kim Swisher thanked all who helped.
We are just overwhelmed with gratitude on the amount of people that rang the bell this year and the number of people that really just stepped up. We had so many groups and community organizations and churches that stepped up and took shifts and rang the bell this year. And thanks to everybody's efforts, we raised $49,130.93. We've never exceeded our goal by that much. Last year, we didn't even make our goal. So this is incredibly overwhelming, and we are so appreciative of everyone's efforts and kindness and generosity.
Swisher also thanked Shopko, Triggs, and Walmart for allowing them to ring at those stores. She also thanked Ripco Credit Union for managing all of the donations. She also thanked Headwaters, the School District of Rhinelander, the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce, and the ambassadors, and the many families and groups and friends who volunteered for shifts. Swisher also noted the contributions of Rhinelander Toyota and the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation, who not only donated but rang bells and offered matching funds opportunities. And the three-week-old partial government shutdown is having an impact on the craft beer business. Jacqueline Forbes-Kearns operates the brand-new Mosinee Brewing Company, which can't start making their own beer yet.
Some of the key agencies are on shutdown, including the TTB, which is the entity which will be issuing our federal brewing license.
She was originally planning to start rolling out their own recipes soon, but with no end in sight, it's tough to say when that might happen.
So I don't know. I mean, it's we know that it's in process, and it should be very close to the end of the processing, but there's no way to know exactly when we will actually be able to brew our own beer.
She says everything's ready to go once a license is granted. Forbes-Kearns says they've talked to customers from as far away as Montana who have asked to try the fare, adding the customers have been understanding as she explains the situation. And taking a look at the weather forecast for this afternoon, look for mostly cloudy skies, a high near 25. Tonight, scattered flurries before midnight, then maybe some snow showers, cloudy. Temperatures around 18. Isolated morning flurries and snow showers, cloudy, high near 26. Saturday night, cloudy, low 11. Sunday, cloudy, high near 28. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.